But a proof of concept is a proven strategy that has worked time and time again and has been applied by people who have done the work. And when I come to these, there's two things that happen. Either I get a new insight on a proof of concept from someone that has done it, or I hear someone has success with a proven proof of concept that I've already applied.
Who's this? Oh, you're an entrepreneur? Oh, you're a real estate investor? Oh, you're trying to learn from those who did it? Well, come into the lab then. Put your white coat on, gloves on, notepad, and let's build, y'all.
Experiment Nation, what's going on? Ruben here, recording this live from San Diego. Just got back from what I would call day one of the MTR Summit. Shout out to Jesse Vasquez, a midterm rental king himself, who spent a lot of time in the industry in just under two decades in the healthcare world, and was able to apply this midterm rental model catering to healthcare professionals for doing midterm rental housing for them, knowing the industry himself. And the reason I bring that up is he was able to bring in a phenomenal group this weekend together. And we're just getting started because tomorrow we actually kick off the, or at least finish out the summit that he put together here in San Diego. And I'm here, and I'm here with a lot of my peers in the space who have done some amazing things. Some peers that are speaking, some folks that we've had on the show who are representing Midterm Rental Nation. But I want to focus on a topic that I think is really important for us to keep in mind, is that for whatever thing we want to pursue out there, there's a thing called POC, and that's proof of concept. And the reason I want to highlight that is as I'm speaking with individuals, whether I'm getting insights from them or I'm meeting them for the first time, and or I'm learning from them, or I'm giving as much as advice that I can give, I notice there's two things that come into play. And they're both fundamentally go to the core principles of proofs of concepts. But a proof of concept is a proven strategy that has worked time and time again and has been applied by people who have done the work. And when I come to these, there's two things that happen. Either I get a new insight on a proof of concept from someone that has done it, or I hear someone has success with a proven proof of concept that I've already applied. Now, the reason that's important is, you know, there are fundamentals in things that work that can be replicated. And in every experiment that I do personally, and the ones that I've seen people who have gained tremendous amount of traction, is they've taken those proof of concepts and applied them. And then once they've truly applied them to the best of their ability, there's two things. One, it's because they're applying that proof of concept, and because we are all individuals who operate differently, or I should say operate the same but are different individuals, right? Different voices, different personalities, different nuances. Your outcome will be your outcome. And that in itself, you being unique, is going to bring that sauce, for lack of a better word, to that experiment. And so, and the reason I say this is sometimes I feel that we, and when I say we, I should say that should be more direct. I think sometimes individuals, whether including me and or yourself listening, are trying to add more sauce to something that isn't a proof of concept. But really, the uniqueness comes when you apply the proof of concept, and then with your unique personality or your unique way at looking at things, or you just being an individual and there's only one of you, that makes it unique in itself. So you don't need to recreate, reinvent any wheel by any means. When you are picking up the phone to make that call for this weekend, what is appropriate, a corporation, you know, if you do follow proof of concept of asking the right questions, if you do follow the proof of concept of picking up the phone and actually calling them and prospecting, the fact that you're calling, the fact that everyone's situation is different, that in itself will be the extra, maybe unique selling point that you're looking for. But more importantly, it's a proof of concept that has worked. And I believe in, you know, we're not in the VC world where we're trying these new ideas and new concepts and we're looking for others to back us. We're doing proofs of concept that have worked because they work when you do the work, right? You plan the work and then you work the plan, right? So it's just something I wanted to echo. I think, you know, depending on where you're in your journey, whether you're looking to for ways, for shortcuts, or for things to do more efficiently, and you're trying to leverage AI and you're trying to do all this stuff, great. But build it on the principles that exist. And now I'm all for innovation, and I think one should be. But I do believe there are some foundations like reps and relationships, communication, building relationships. I don't think there's a shortcut around that. You have to reach out to an individual. You have to build some kind of rapport. You have to have some kind of trustability, likability, and they got to know what it is that you're doing. You got to be clear and concise. A lot of times this weekend it came up where I was looking at copy, having digital marketing background. I was like, where's your call to action? For me, that's a proof of concept that when you do have a strong call to action, it will lead to an action. When you do not have a call to action, it will not. I'll give you an example. One thing that came up this weekend, you know, if we're talking midterm rentals, is if you're reaching out to somebody, like a corporation, be very direct in how you ask the question, right? Is there a family that is currently in need of a home right now that you know of? Period. Or question mark. Rather than saying, let us know if there's a family that we can help. That's passive. You want to be very direct and active. That's proven copywriting / communication. These fundamentals work. Based on how you ask the question, you will get different results. The quality of the answer that you get is based on the quality of the question that you ask.
Experiment Nation, I have a special gift for you. If you're in the Airbnb space, or if you're thinking of getting into the Airbnb space, you're an operator with multiple units, your first unit, your 100th unit, just about to get into Airbnb, you are going to want to get this blueprint that I put together for you. Now, I want to give context of how this was put together, because sometimes people assemble these ideas and top 10 lists, top 5, top this, and it doesn't have any true valued vetted content. What I've done is I've surrounded myself by the best top short-term rental Airbnb operators in the world. I co-authored a best-selling book with them called Hospitable Host. I've had them on my platform and interviewed them to get the questions that you guys want to learn the most from into the episode, the show, The Real Estate Experiment, as you know. And I've also paid tens and thousands of dollars to be sitting in the room to get these notable insights that we implement ourselves as short-term rental operators. I'm a short-term rental specialist. I'm licensed to do it in their respective markets. You know, we build ours in Georgia. We have a management company ourselves. We're Airbnb Superhost. So we not only talk the talk, but we walk the walk, but we still consistently surround ourselves with the best in the space to get us further ahead. And this is what we've put together, an Airbnb millionaire blueprint, where you don't just hear it from me, you hear it, and it's an aggregate list. It's 21 pillars from short-term rental operators worldwide who've implemented this and it's worked. And these are the exact same way we've been able to get results and get the same results from implementing these insights that I've pulled from multiple faces, right? Some people have tons of arbitrage units like TJ Tijani. Some like Bill Faith have just a few. Some like Michael Shrogan has boutique hotels. They've scaled. And whether you have one unit, 10 units, or 100th unit, or about to get into your first unit, you're going to want to have this blueprint that you can utilize universally wherever you are in the world. want to get this. I put together, we took a lot of time to put this together this year after all that we've been implementing in our lab, for you to have a guide that you can leverage, right? That you can use and implement. We've also given and tagged everybody that we've featured in and giving them credit, so you know where the source is coming from, and you can check out their Instagram. You can see that they're vetted individuals that we not only work with and trust but learn from, because sometimes you get a lot of different information and I want to make sure I give that credit where you can find out that person. And we've also, if they've been on our show, we've also linked the episode within this free blueprint. It's the Airbnb Millionaire Blueprint. Want to make sure you go to experimentrealestate.com. Once you get there, you'll see the pop-up that says I have something for you. Just scroll down, enter your name, enter your email, and we'll get it right sent to you. Don't want to sleep on this. We've been putting this together for quite some time, and I know that it will serve you regardless of where you are in your journey to have an Airbnb Millionaire Blueprint that has been collectively vetted and has been sourced from operators who are operating at a high scale. Experiment Nation, you're welcome. Make sure to go to experimentrealestate.com and get your Airbnb Millionaire Blueprint so that you can also scale to the level of experiments that these practitioners like ourselves have done just for you. Experiment Nation, we'll see you on the other side.
So these to me are fundamentals that cannot be broken. And what you will realize if you listen to some of these principles by individuals who have come on our lab or that you meet at these places, it's sometimes good to reinforce these fundamentals, to reinforce these proofs of concept. As you hear them, it'll reinforce. And sometimes you need other people. You need to hear it from a different person. You need to hear it from a different lens in a different situation for it to get your attention, for it to just hammer it in. And that's why I go to a lot of these conferences. It's not so much sometimes to learn something new, but sometimes it's to drill it in, a proof of concept. So I want to just highlight that, you know, there's always going to be a proof of concept. And if you can double down on that and then add your own spin to it, that's where the uniqueness comes in. Another thing from a proof of concept is just the supply and demand, and understanding the need and understanding opportunity and being able to understand and identifying gaps. That's where the meat and potatoes are made. So I just wanted to shoot this short and sweet proof of concept, POC. Another thing I want to tackle it from a different angle as well. I think I might bring this one home, but the critical component of having a proof of concept in place is that it can help you at scale. So when we think of in this industry, whether it's midterm rentals or any other business, when you have a proof of concept that works, often we take the eyes off the eight ball and we say, hey, it worked for property number one, property number two, property number three, but now we're going bigger and we're just going to flip the script. And although there's a case that can be made with, as you scale, things need to change, but sometimes often what we do, we stop doing the very thing that worked, the proof of concept that worked, and we deviate because we're like, oh, it's got to be something else. And while I agree that what got you there won't always get you to the next place, there are some core fundamentals that you don't want to lose and have oversight on just because you're overly excited, or you kind of just lose interest in doing the little fundamental things that did matter. And so when I can, that comes to mind is the reason a proof of concept is so important is because it can open up more doors. When you have a proof of concept, when you're able to do, let's say, what you're doing in the midterm rental industry with two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten units, you can then be approached by someone who values your proof of concept, right? And what we've seen a lot, and it's been a big theme this weekend, is someone will pull you in and want you to be the operational a leader. And they are willing to cut out a check for it or even front of all the money because you've had a proof of concept, right? So a lot of the, I don't think sometimes we give ourselves enough credit for having a proof of concept, whether you have one property, two, three properties, four, five, six, seven, eight, 10 don't just say the word just one property, just two property, just three, because you have a proof of concept that is very applicable. And all it requires is scalable systems and human capital sometimes to fulfill those. So when you do have a proof of concept and you are doing communication, maybe you are automating it and you do have a PMS and you do have a pricing tool and you do have a standard operating procedures in place, maybe it's just you filling it out now and you can replace yourself later. But that in itself is a proof of concept that you should be very proud of, because there are people out there who do not know how to operate midterm rentals, corporate rentals, corporations, working B2B. And once you have that proof of concept, that in itself can be a very valuable asset that can open up doors, because you have this proof of concept at a small scale, it can open up doors at a big scale. While they're not always a one-to-one correlation, but it's definitely one to many. There, you can apply the many skill sets that you've learned or that you're currently learning with one property into multiple doors. And I want you to keep that in mind, because when we talk about proof of concepts, you can look at it as also people valuing the proof of concept that you've already have. And maybe it's your single family, or maybe it's your couple dozen properties that then can be applied to like 100 unit portfolio with all things considered and support provided to be able to fulfill that. But it's a proof of concept that you've done that you can replicate over time. And so that's another thing that I think is important, as I've seen some of my peers here getting to larger partnerships because they had a proof of concept at one place, at one level, in one market, in their local market, in this specific market, that the proof of concept can then be applied to another market or a bigger deal or a bigger opportunity. So with that said, double down, look for the proofs of concepts that exist around us. All this has been done by people who didn't have two heads. They're people who had less than us than when we started, who won with having less or in very, very dire circumstances and complicated situations that are worse than ours. So there's no limiting beliefs. There's no excuses, but there are proofs of concepts out there that we can apply in our respective labs for us to be able to double down on what can set us to the next level or set us free or help us achieve our goals. And, or what I like to say is help others around us get to their goals, because it's not about you. It's about who loses if you don't win. With that, Experiment Nation, I'm excited for this weekend to continue to learn more proofs of concept that I can add to my tool belt in my respective lab that I will then, of course, rightfully share with you. Thank you so much, Experiment Nation. And there's only one thing left to do. Let's build y'all.
Experiment Nation, your host, Ruben Kanye here. Listen, if you're looking for a who in your next steps as a short-term rental host or Airbnb host or operator, that is, definitely make sure that you reach out to me directly by booking a call to see how you can get yourself to the next level. If you've never turned a house and repurposed it into a short-term rental or Airbnb, if you don't know what pricing tools to use, how to set up your listing so that's best optimized, how to set up a PMS software, let alone if you don't know what a PMS software is and why it's important to, again, having dynamic pricing as a tool to stay ahead of your competition, to always be booked and not only be able to pay your mortgage, but cash flow some, and always, always make sure that you're giving your guests an experience that will have multiple other guests want to stay at your property, how to automate reviews, how to automate checkout, check-in details to messages for the guests, and so that you are no longer working in the business, but you're working on the business, how to build a virtual cleaning team, all of the above. Make sure that you go to experimentrealestate.com/hospitable-host, where you can book a call to see if you're a good fit for the coaching program that I am offering only to limited partners. If you're a part of Experiment Nation, if you're new to Experiment Nation, well, it's all about having the right individuals help you guide you through the next steps of where you're trying to go in your experiments. So if you're looking for guidance, if you're seeking out guidance, someone to help you, I am rolling out a new coaching program that is very hands-on. Therefore, there's only limited spots available where you will work with me directly, and I will help you take your short-term mental to, or your long-term mental into, a short-term mental if you've never been a host before, or help you get to the next level. So make sure you go to experimentrealestate.com/hospitable-hosts so that you can take your experiments in the short-term rental space to the next level with a guide and someone who's been there before. Again, I look forward to seeing you on the call. Make sure you book a discovery call. We'll see if we're a good fit for one another. And again, be sure, if you're driving, if you're currently not available, to take the URL down. It will be in the bio description. Looking forward to seeing you on the other side, and continue to experiment wisely. Happy hosting.